Pointer Sisters, I'm so excited. It's 32 minutes past 2. That's about 27 minutes to 3. 27 minutes left for me in the program. Then Dermot Finglas comes your way right here from the heart of Balbriggan, Savoy Cinema, to be precise. And some details will be revealed a little bit later on. Meanwhile, we'll dedicate that once again to Yvonne Sharp and Tamla Pertle. Not forgetting Niamh and all the gang coming in from David. Now, details of the National Dog Walk. I have located them. Don't worry, Tom, if you're listening in. And it's the National Dog Walk in aid of the Irish Guide Dog Association. Now, that takes place tomorrow all over the country. And your local participating point where the walk commences is the Church Car Park here just up on the Dublin Street. Sponsorship cards are available from Cyril Campbell's or the Cardi Marina Bar, or indeed from Tom O'Neill himself in 77 Tara Court in Balbriggan. You can take your own dog along. If you can get a loan of a dog, well and good. Or even if you don't have a dog, well, you're welcome to walk anyway and raise a few bob for the Irish Guide Dog Association. A very worthy cause indeed. So that starts in the Church Car Park in Dublin Street at 2 p.m. Visiting Slane this year are the Bangles, but we've got them right here in Balbriggan for you with a song called If She Knew What She Wanted.
Give it to her.
Bangles on Boyneside Breakaway Festival Radio for 86, coming to you from the Savoy Cinema in Dublin Street in Balbriggan. This is it. Now, let's just run down on some of the events taking place for the last 2 days of the festival. Starting in around a little over 20 minutes' time, at 3 o'clock is a pet show, and that's in the Quay Street car park. There's an over 18's disco in the town hall tonight between 8:30 and 11:30. The Shamrock Inn present First Class, that is music. Balrothery Inn, it's drama. The Hen and Gormanston have John Collier in cabaret, and there's a car treasure hunt that's commencing in the Harbour Inn, from the Harbour Inn, and from the Middle Street side of the new car park. Great fun for all, it says, and the fee is only £2.50 per car, but it's really good fun out on a treasure hunt. There's no doubt about that. That's all starting at 7 p.m. Now, tomorrow, as we spoke a bit earlier on with Father Kilreevy, just briefly, what is happening for you is the Monster Seafront Day, including a yacht race from Skerries, sailboard competition sponsored by Heineken, windsurfing and canoeing. There's a duck derby as well, and that's from Clonard Court to the harbour. And ducks, don't forget, are available. You can buy a duck down there, or back a duck, whatever way it goes, something like that anyway. And that's in the... from the Clonard Court to the harbour. There are novelties and many sideshows as well. There's a bridge session in the Community College at 3 p.m. The Blessing of the Boats, and that's a very colourful event as well, at 4 p.m. And over 21's disco, Golden Oldies in the Milestone, and that ties in with the grand finale dance as well. That's in the Milestone Inn instead of the Town Hall. Let's see what else is happening. There's an over 21's disco in the Aquarius nightclub as well. Hen and Gormanston present Three Guys in Cabaret. Manowar, there's a sing-along. First Class play in the Central Lounge. The final of the Harbour Inn 7-a-side is on as well. We've no time for that, but it's sometime tomorrow evening. And the grand finale ball, sponsored by Heineken, music by the Hot City Orchestra, and it now takes place in the Milestone. Don't forget that. There's an open-air recital as well by the Dublin North Youth Orchestra in the new car park at 4:30. So that's some of the things happening. In addition to that, don't forget, tomorrow is also National Dog Walk Day, in aid of the Irish Guide Dogs Association. That happens in Balbriggan, and that's your local venue, and in the church car park, to be precise, at 2 p.m. Sponsor cards are available from Cyril Campbell's, or the Central Lounge, it is, the Central Bar, or from Tom O'Neill of 77 Tara Court. You can take your own dog along or just go along for the walk yourself, but make sure you have a sponsorship card, and the money, of course, will go to good use. Back to music. This is Daniel O'Donnell, and the B-side, or one of the sides of his new single, The Latchico.
Oh, my brother, he's a Latchico, although he is my twin. And wherever I go in London town, I find I just can't win. I get the blame for his misdeeds, no matter where I roam. Well, if I can find that Latchico, I'll send him right back home. From Kilburn up to Hammersmith, from the bush to Camden Town, the barman and the governor seem to greet me with a frown. From Holloway Road to Cricklewood, I'm sure to hear them say, get out of here, you Latchico, they send me on my way. I was working down in the underground on the new Victoria line. When I went to draw my hard-earned wage, I soon had cause to mind. They said, we paid you yesterday, your face we've always known. Oh, we'll have to go, that Latchico, I'll send him right back home. I've been searching for a month or more for that twin brother of mine, but what they say in the papers today looks like the end of the line. For the picture of the dark-haired boy in the story down below, my, how that picture looks like me, but no, it's the Latchico. The story tells of a brave young man who ran in all alone to a burning mass of blazing flame that once was a happy home. He gave his life, but not before he set two children free. So now I know the Latchico was a better man than me. So now I know the Latchico was a better man than me.
A That's Daniel O'Donnell there with the story of The Latchico, and that's his latest single. Now, a little amendment to the program in our rundown of today's events. The disco in the town hall tonight from 8:30 to 11:30 is for under 16s. It's a little misprint in the program, so we'll amend that. It's under 16s disco in the town hall tonight from 8:30 to 11:30 for all you disco fans. Club and a song called God Thank You Woman. Let me tell you now a little bit about the Duck Derby tomorrow. That's starting at, what time does it start at? Sometime around 2 or 3 o'clock. It's in the afternoon anyway, and that starts from the race downstream to the harbour, and that's ducks are still available at the Cardiff Marina for £1 each, and you know something, you could win £100. There's £100 first prize for the first duck home or to reach its nest, whatever. That's all in the Duck Derby tomorrow. That's downstream into the harbour. And ducks are still available, £1 each from the Cardi. And you can even get ducks still tomorrow, £100 for the winner. So bear that in mind as well. Back to music on Festival Radio 86, Breakaway Festival Radio, on 217 metres at 12 minutes to 3 o'clock. This is Tina Turner along with Brian Adams, and it's Only Love. Didn't know it was going to end as quick as that, but that was Tina Turner along with Brian Adams, and it's Only Love. Let me see if we have any more to tell you about it. I don't think so at the moment. Don't forget, telephone lines are open, and they have been for the past 2 hours. It's 411-278. That's 411-278. If you happen to be passing Dublin Street in Balbriggan, do drop into the Savoy Cinema, the foyer of the cinema, and say hello to us. Dermot Fingus comes your way after the 3 o'clock news headlines, and he takes you right through on your festival radio till 6 o'clock this evening.
across my head to toe. All the way down, from the top to the ground.
Yes, that's Elvis Costello and the Attractions and a song called From Head to Toe. Now, let's get back to some music. This song's all about time. It's going to take some time this time, sung by Millie Jackson.
I've been through love affairs, like starting clothes on Monday day. Relationships have passed and gone. I've forgotten faces along the way. But when you said goodbye last night, only one thought came to mind. Others may be long forgotten, but it's gonna take some time this time. Till I get over you, it's gonna take some time this time. Till I believe we're through. I never worried about any man, but cared if you came or went. I never bothered to ask any questions. Didn't give a damn. But it's gonna take some time, this time. I get over you, it's gonna take some time, this time. I believe we're through.
I don't know how much time. All I know is it's gonna take.
That's Billy Jackson, and it's going to take some time this time. Final reminder from me, anyway, that the grand finale dance is not taking place in the Town Hall tomorrow night. It's been transferred to the Milestone Inn. Music is by the Hot City Orchestra, and it's sponsored by Heineken. Tickets are now only £2.50 from £5 down, only half the price. They're available at the Cardi Marina and at the Milestone itself. That's about it from me for this afternoon. Let's hope you enjoyed the program. I certainly enjoyed it. The weather is beautiful. Get out and enjoy the rest of the Breakaway Festival. From me to you, have a very good afternoon, a very good weekend, and I'll see you again sometime in Balbriggan. Stand by for Dermot Finglas after the news. Bye-bye.
Good afternoon. 16 people died in renewed violence in the Lebanon this afternoon. 9 people died in fighting in and near Mashgura in the Bekaa Valley between pro-Syrian SNP and the pro-Iranian Hezbollah. Meanwhile, in Beirut, 6 people died in fresh clashes this afternoon between rival Shiite and Palestinian groups near the refugee camps of Shabra and Shatila. And in Sidon, in southern Lebanon, 1 person died in clashes involving the so-called Israeli-backed South Lebanese army. 12 people have been killed in a forest fire in Portugal. The fire is raging near the central Portuguese city of Coimbra. The ANOP news agency said that 8 firemen and 4 civilians are still confirmed dead. 1 other fireman and a civilian are also feared dead. 6 firemen were taken to hospital with serious burns. It's believed the firemen died when the blaze destroyed their firefighting vehicle. The Portuguese army have now been called in to help tackle the blaze. It's reported to be out of control and the death toll is expected to mount. Thousands of people have been evacuated from the area. In South Africa, police have arrested the Secretary General of the South African Bishops' Conference, and in another move, a number of priests and nuns have also been detained, along with the entire staff of a leading Catholic newspaper. Meanwhile, France is to ask the EEC to impose new sanctions against Pretoria. A French junior minister said this afternoon that his government wants Europe to restrict imports of South African food. In the north, the Eastern Health Board says that catering staff at the Royal Group of Hospitals have returned to work. Yesterday, the catering workers locked meals in the kitchens and joined members of the sterile supplies unit and transport drivers in industrial action. The action arose out of a change in rotas. The chief medical officer of the Mays prison has died in hospital. 57-year-old Mr. David Ross received a gunshot wound at his home in Temple Patrick, County Antrim last night. The RUC say they don't suspect a crime. Union leaders in the Dublin Corporation dispute said this afternoon that settlement proposals will also be put to 25,000 manual workers with local authorities and health boards throughout the country. Meanwhile, union leaders are recommending the terms to their 4,000 members in Dublin. And the Boyneside weather forecast for the afternoon, generally dry, warm and close with good sunny spells, and the maximum temperatures this afternoon, a high of 24 degrees centigrade. I'll be back in an hour's time with the next news update.
Advertisers, you can now advertise on the Green Scene programme for 5 weeks for just £50. Yes, you heard me right, 5 weeks for £50 on the Green Scene programme. Contact our sales department now on 041 37242 or from Northern Ireland 0011 37242. Boyneside Radio, at your service.
And a very, very good evening to you. Dermot Finglas here, Mike's side, till 6 o'clock.
I will die. on your fingers. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. Oh, there won't be time to share our love, so we must say goodbye.
Good stuff indeed there from Jim. A beautiful song from Jim. And a very good afternoon to you. Welcome along. It's your, what we call our show today. We don't know. A mixed good bag of music for you today. Here's one from Van Halen. You are. That's the name of the song there. Why Can't This Be Love? Of course, it comes from Van Halen. Well, once again, a very good afternoon to you. Welcome along. Good music for you, right, Trudel 6. Dermot Fingers here, Mike's side. Our request line is open for you at 411-278.
And I still don't understand how sad you have become on my return. Your old heart filled with care, that and don't they left you there? Your once bright eyes with sorrow softly burn. I can't even sense the change in the sounds of children's games. Childhood dreams of youth's ambition have all turned. But I've never felt so old as I recall Dublin in my tears. All the faces that I meet as I roam each one way street reflect the empty statements of the time. For the years erased a message in her chimes. Oh, my child, to have gone, like the street where we were born, and the time that it has taken, it doesn't seem so many years. They have faded in the gloom with the telly of the gloom. Just the ghost of dear old Dublin in my tears. There were times when jobs were few. There were hungry days we knew. Some days so bad, their memory I've cursed. And the prayer I said to God, there on board the Princess Maud, that our children would restore the pride we lost. But the past they all forsake, as they're dancing at your wake. While the heart of Dublin's dying, but nobody really cares. And the fools as they pass by laugh to see an old man cry. But I can't forget old Dublin in my tears. Gather round, brave men and true, though our numbers may be few, we drink one toast before I cross the foam. For soon in London's dark domain, I'll recall how I became no more a stranger there than here at home. Of young James Larkin seems to echo in my ears, but it's just the rafters wing to its requiem I sing. Farewell to dear old Dublin in my tears. Farewell to dear old Dublin in my tears.
Yes, dear old Dublin in my tears there. It comes from the Barleycorn, of course. Well, don't forget our request line. It's open for you now at 01-411-278. That's our number for your Saturday afternoon requests and dedications. Here's one from Freddie Mercury and Queen. Nobody.
Each other.
That's heavy stuff there, isn't it, from Freddie Mercury there, with Jet Moonbeam Long It's a Queen, and be coming our way very, very soon. That's one there from Freddie, a good song indeed from Queen. Don't forget that you can learn Slane, and that's called Time, Dave Clark's Time. Well, tonight, Saturday night, I've been here. It's in Balbriggan, of course, the Carl Treasure Hunt, and details can be had for this from the Harbour Inn, and it starts at 7 o'clock from the Mill Street side of the car park, and it's great fun for all. Tickets are £2.50 per car. So there, when you're driving away tonight, lads, why not have a listen to Brendan Grace, one called Long, Long Before Your Time. Good afternoon. Welcome to Balbriggan Breakaway Radio.
You ask me why I look so sad on this bright summer day, and why the tears are in my eyes and I seem so far away. Well, sit yourself beside me, love, and put your hand in mine, and I'll tell you of someone I love long, long before your time. When I was just a child like you, it seemed so long ago. Through fields of green we laughed and played, we sang our rhymes, you know. I know I loved her all the time, and that's why you are mine. Oh, we were young and happy then, long, long before your time. Through childhood years we laughed and played, and our love it sure did bloom. We gave each other eternal love in the church below the town. We settled in this little house. I was proud to call her mine. Oh, we were young and happy then, long, long before your time. One lovely year was all we had until the sickness came and stole the roses from her cheek. My tears, they fell like rain. For 9 long months she carried you, but in the end she died. She chose to go that you might live long, long before your time. So you ask me why I look so sad on this bright summer day, and why the tears are in my eyes and I seem so far away. It's just you look a lot like her when your eyes look into mine, and you look so much like she did long, long before your time.
Brendan Grace for you there, and a great song called Long, Long Before Your Time. Here's a gentleman who's done extremely well over there in Czechoslovakia lately. His name is Dermot Spider Simpson. With this song, he won the Eastern Bloc equivalent of the Eurovision Song Contest. It's called Bye Bye. Yes, it's a good song there from Dermot Spider Simpson. It's called One Call, Bye Bye. Well, as I told you earlier on, we have a mixture of music for you this afternoon here in your Balbriggan Breakaway Festival Radio. Don't forget our number. It's 01-411-278. I got it right. Here's Donna.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care? Will you promise you'll be true to me and in every way be fair? If I give my heart to you, will you give me all your love? Will you always treat me tenderly? Swear by stars that shine above, and will you sigh with me when I'm
when you
From Donna, it's one call. If I give my heart to you, let me get our phone line once again. It's 01-411-278. For those afternoon requests and dedications, Saturday afternoon, what a beautiful day it is here in Budbury. Absolutely gorgeous. I hope it's the same wherever you are. Lovely stuff in there. Right, we'll move along with this one from Dan, the street singer. This is called The Song and Dance Man. And if you're around Budbriggan this afternoon, why not drop in and say hello to me? I'm here up there in the cinema in Dublin Street, Barbara. I'd love to see you.
Living by myself, always on the road, making lines of other people's mold. No need to take much more than just a song or two. Smile can lighten up the load. I'm just a song and dance man, going from town to town with my old cart and one-eyed cabaret show. I'm just a song and dance man, giving a lot of smiles. I share your laughter anywhere I go. Don't care too much for cities, haven't seen what I'd call home. The only dust they've got, there's just in dirt. And no one takes you in unless they want you off the street. I get the feeling some folks feel the smile might hurt. I'm just a song and dance man, home from town to town with my old cart and one-eyed cabaret show. I'm just
won't ask much of your time, or that you would call my name. Fame is just a momentary curse. But if you recall a song or two that lingers when I'm gone, then the song and dance man could do work. I'm just a song and dance man, going from town to town with my old tartan one-eyed cabaret show. I'm just a song and dance man, living on a smile. I share your laughter anywhere I go.
It's just a song and dance man. It's just a song and dance man.
There he is. That's Dan the Street Singer there. Great song from Dan. An oldie, and do you call I'm Just a Song and Dance Man? Here's one from David Bowie. It's called Absolute Beginners.
Thank you.
There you are. That's one from David Bowie. It's called Absolute Beginners. Well, it's Cardi Health Center Night Out. The tickets are on sale now, and it's first come, first serve, so get your tickets now. Can we interest you in buying a duck? Well, you might ask, buying a duck. What is buying a duck? Well, the ducks cost £1 apiece, and they're racing in the Festival Duck Derby down the stream and into the harbor on Sea Day, which is the 15th of June tomorrow. And the winner, well, he receives £100. There are many more items on the program, and we're not going to go into them right now. But if you want to know more about the festival program, it's on sale now at £1. And there's a free draw for £150 worth of groceries from Quinsworth each program. There you are. I didn't get 150 quid to give away today. Well, we look forward to the company, to your company, and your friends joining the festival. That comes from John P. McGowan. So, good afternoon to all you festival goers out there. You're welcome along. This is Boyneside Festival, Boyneside, 3 to 6, Dermot Fingers. Here's Roly Daniels, that one called Part of Me.
Life is leading us to different places. When you're gone, I don't know what I do. I will learn to smile at other faces. But part of me will always be in love with you. Part of me will always be in love with you. Part of me will always be wherever you are, wanting you so, all the way apart. Part of me will never let your memory is very far away from me. You'll always be in my heart.
It's called Part of Me. We move along with this one, and it's from Billy Ocean. It's called When the Going Gets Tough. There you are. That's Billy Ocean for you there. When the going gets tough, and talk about the going getting tough, we have with us at the moment Tom O'Neill. And Tom is going to tell us about the National Walk Day tomorrow, isn't it, Tom, for the blind?
The National Dog Walk Day in aid of the Irish Guide Dog Association.
Well, Tom, explain it to us and tell us what it's all about.
Well, the walk commences here in Balbriggan. It's a national event being majorly sponsored by Pedigree Chum. And the Irish Guide Dog Association are benefiting through sponsorship from that event. Pedigree Chum are looking after sponsor cars and the RTE publicity, the major publicity side of it. We're organising branches, like I have run a branch here in Balbriggan. We're organising our own event from the church car park here in Balbriggan tomorrow at 2 o'clock. The idea behind it is that you take your own dog, you bring your own dog for a walk, the walk that we've selected, which is through Tara Cove and around the Miller's Lane, or from that down by the Watery Lane back into the church car park. It takes about 3/4 of an hour. So you just take a sponsor card from me, from the Central Bar, or from Cyril Campbell's Food Store, and you get yourself sponsored, bring your dog for a walk. The funds from that comes back into the Guide Dog Association, which in turn gives somebody like me a guide dog in some time to come.
Tom, tell me about the handicap that you have. Is it tough in a town like Balbriggan, being in the position you're in?
No, in fact it's easy, because people are aware of your situation very quickly. If you get lost in a city like Dublin, if you're in a small locality, people begin to be aware of you and help you out a lot quicker. Than word of mouth is the best advertising you can possibly get. So one person knows you, they tell another of your situation, but again, as I say, in Dublin you get totally lost. Now, the bigger the place gets, the harder it is to survive in it.
And let's talk about the dogs now. The dogs, they're lovely animals. You have a beautiful black Labrador there. Is that your own dog, or did you get that specially?
This is my own dog. His name is Frank. I have him about 12 months. Actually, April 12 months I got him. I was trained in Cork on a month's training course. And previous to that, Frank was trained in the training centre for about 4 months. Previous to that, again, he was in a puppy walking scheme, which the Guide Dog Association look after. He goes out with the family from once he's a puppy of 6 weeks of age. He's puppy walked by the person selected by the association. They teach him just basic house manners and obedience. From that, then he's taken into training centre, where he gets about 4 months of actual guide dog training, 4 to 6 months, depending on the degree of the mentality of the dog, how good the dog is at working. And from then, all along that, the association is talking to clients like myself and looking at reports and coming out watching us walking in general and where we work or where we just live. They'll know the type, quality of dog we need, whether it's a slow dog, a big dog, small dog, or that type of thing. And at some stage along there, they select a dog to suit me. And we're going to the training centre then in Cork on a Saturday. And you're there then for the following month, 7 days a week. From 9 to 5, you're being trained in hopefully every aspect of work that you're going to be in the following 10, 12 years of a guide dog's life.
Well, tell us about the dogs. Now, there's plenty of dogs, I presume. What is the problem with guide dogs for them?
Well, I suppose the first problem is funding. The association is totally funded by voluntary subscription. We get no state aid of any sort. So therefore it's up to people like myself and people who are coming on the walk tomorrow with me to collect the money to get the dog on the go. A guide dog costs, the association estimates that a guide dog, to put him on the road with somebody like myself, it's £1,500. The main type dog they use is a Labrador, because a Labrador is a trained dog. They're a naturally trained dog. Labrador has always been a gun dog, therefore been trained. They use some German Shepherds, but mainly they use the Labrador. They're now training, they're now breeding their own dogs in the training centre in Cork.
So Tom, tell us about tomorrow, the walk tomorrow.
Well, the walk tomorrow again is that sponsor cards are available from myself, 77 Tara Court, from Cyril Campbell's Food Store, or from the Central Lounge. In fact, if you don't have a sponsor card even, come anyway and join us for the walk. We've plenty of balloons and hats and all that type of stuff for hopefully an enjoyable walk. It's not going to be a stressful walk or anything like that, and it looks like we're going to have a nice day for it.
It's looking very much like that, Tom. Now, Tom, tell us about sponsorships. How much sponsorship do you need? How much are you hoping to achieve?
The estimation throughout the country, there's walks, as I say, been held in nearly every town in the country, including Drogheda. And estimated figure is 25,000. If we take anywhere in the region of 500 quid from Balbriggan, I think that will be our maximum. It would be a tremendous figure if we made that.
I sincerely hope you do. If we can help you in any way or during tomorrow, will you drop into us, Tom, and tell us how it's going?
We most certainly will.
Thank you very much, and the best of luck to you, Tom. Thanks, Emil. That's Tom O'Neill there. Don't forget, you can sponsor Tom. He's on that walk tomorrow afternoon. And it's up there in the car park to start from. It goes around Tara Court, a beautiful sight around Balbriggan tomorrow. So I hope you all enjoy it. Good song there from Tommy Dooley is the gentleman's name, and it's one called My Lovely Kathleen. Don't forget now and help Tom O'Neill out with that sponsored walk tomorrow afternoon. It's a night of the guide dogs for the blind. It should be a very, very good day indeed. Right, we move along with the music and hear this one from Queen.
Yeah. Boyneside Radio News.
This is the Boyneside Radio News. Good afternoon. 16 people died in renewed violence in the Lebanon this afternoon. 9 people died in fighting in and near Mashgura in the Bekaa Valley between pro-Syrian SNP and the pro-Iranian Hezbollah. Meanwhile, in Beirut, 6 people died in fresh clashes this afternoon between rival Shiite and Palestinian groups near the refugee camps of Shabra and Shatila. And in Sidon, in southern Lebanon, 1 person died in clashes involving the so-called Israeli-backed South Lebanese army. 12 people have been killed in a forest fire in Portugal. The fire is raging near the central Portuguese city of Coimbra. The ANOP news agency said that 8 firemen and 4 civilians are still confirmed dead. 1 other fireman and a civilian are also feared dead. 6 firemen were taken to hospital with serious burns. It's believed the firemen died when the blaze destroyed their firefighting vehicle. The Portuguese army have now been called in to help tackle the blaze. It's reported to be out of control and the death toll is expected to mount. Thousands of people have been evacuated from the area. In South Africa, police have arrested the Secretary General of the South African Bishops' Conference, and in another move, a number of priests and nuns have also been detained, along with the entire staff of a leading Catholic newspaper. Meanwhile, France is to ask the EEC to impose new sanctions against Pretoria. A French junior minister said this afternoon that his government wants Europe to restrict imports of South African food. In the north, the Eastern Health Board says that catering staff at the Royal Group of Hospitals have returned to work. Yesterday, the catering workers locked meals in the kitchens and joined members of the sterile supplies unit and transport drivers in industrial action. The action arose out of a change in rotas. The chief medical officer of the Mays prison has died in hospital. 57-year-old Mr. David Ross received a gunshot wound at his home in Temple Patrick, County Antrim last night. The RUC say they don't suspect a crime. Union leaders in the Dublin Corporation dispute said this afternoon that settlement proposals will also be put to 25,000 manual workers with local authorities and health boards throughout the country. Meanwhile, union leaders are recommending the terms to their 4,000 members in Dublin. And the Boyneside weather forecast for the afternoon: generally dry, warm and close with good sunny spells, and the maximum temperatures this afternoon a high of 24 degrees centigrade. I'll be back in an hour's time with the next news update.
Advertisers, you can now advertise on the Green Scene program for 5 weeks for just £50. Yes, you heard me right. 5 weeks for £50 on the Green Scene program. Contact our sales department now on 041 37242 or from Northern Ireland 0011 37242. Boyneside Radio at your service.
Yes, Boyneside Radio at your service indeed. And welcome back to Balbriggan Breakaway Radio. We have lots of young ladies over here and young gentlemen. I think they're going to say hello to us in this afternoon, aren't you? You're writing down requests, so the best thing we can do is let you all send your own requests. Okay, you ready? Who do you want to send a request for?
To all the family at home.
Oh, what's your name, by the way, first of all?
Killian McGann.
And where do you live, Kieran?
Balrothery.
Right, do you want to send a request? Send your request. Are you sure you're not that shy? Eh? You wrote it down for me, so you might as well send it to me. Come on. He forgot all about it. He hasn't a clue who you were speaking to just a moment ago, Kieran. But anyway, we have lots of requests here. We have one for Martina and Terence and Sandra and Noel, Juanita and Kevin, and that's also... I think it's Clon and Paul, Michelle and Bebo, Sandra and Cyril, Geraldine and Declan, Helena and Bernie, and Georgina and Christopher. And for Mrs. Weir in Dublin, this comes into you from your favourite pupils in the 3A3 in Balbriggan. That's nice, the pupils send one to the teachers. Also for Georgina, Martina, Juanita, Kieran, Sandra, Audrey, Lorraine, and Jennifer. And a happy Father's Day to Jerry Whitehouse. We sent you Jerry from Maria. Also, a dedication going out for let's find out who it is, Mr. Pierce in Scarries. Hope your leg is all right soon. From Rosemary in 383, class in Balbriggan. Also for Henry, I can't get that one, who's home from California. You're welcome home, Henry, whoever you are. You're very welcome home indeed. And I hope you're enjoying yourself from Balbriggan. This comes to you from all your school friends as well. A dedication also for Paddy Clark and Yvonne McBride, and for Susan Clark and Sandra Clark. It comes into you from Hilda and Bouncy Lane and Amy McAvoy. And lots of love to you. You want the Grace? Well, we played Grace a little earlier on for you. We might just stick it in for you at the end of the program again. For Grace Morrison and Jimmy Harmon, and also Ricky Crosby and Olivia Walsh, please, please, Move Closer by Phyllis Nelson from Sandra Clark. Well, what we have for you, we have a sledgehammer here on the right-hand side, Ready to Fall.
Out.